This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off another hour here of fun, and you can call in and join us, talk about whatever you want. We are discussing right now the Donald Trump allegations coming out of a court filing by the FBI's special prosecutor and our special investigator, I guess, special counsel. Anyway, this Robert Mueller guy alleging five what they call interlocking Trump-Russia conspiracies. And they say that Trump and his campaign and people connected with him were conspiring with the Russian Federation and Vladimir Putin himself to somehow intervene in the election. And all they've really come up with that I've seen is that the Russians bought advertising, which I just don't consider that to be a big deal at all. I don't like Trump. Okay, I just want to make it clear. I'm not a Trump fan or anything like that. I find him amusing. But, you know, in the same way that I found it amusing when George Bush tried to, like, push the door that you had to pull, you know, those sorts of things, I find those things amusing.
You should put food on your family.
Yeah. Or when Trump tried to walk into Air Force One with an open umbrella and he couldn't fit it through the door, so he just drops it rather than closing the umbrella. And,
well, did somebody come take care of it?
I don't know. You didn't see the video
plan
that
works
far. But anyway, going on here with more of these allegations, of course, you can bring up anything you want, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They also apparently claim that Trump was involved in building a Trump Tower in Moscow, which requires, allegedly, the approval of Vladimir Putin himself. So that's allegation number two, is that there was a Trump Tower project, which is apparently contra to what Trump was actually claiming during his campaign, where he was claiming that he didn't have any business in Russia. Number three here was that they were currying favor with Russia, which they had to do in order to get their Trump Tower. Number four is hiding the conspiracies. Donald Trump, his campaign, this is, by the way, from Forbes.com. They read the court filing by the FBI, and that's where they're getting these from. Donald Trump, his campaign, his organization, and his associates illegally... They keep saying that over and over again, by the way, the same sort of phrase of Donald Trump, comma, his campaign, comma, his organization, and his associates illegally conspired to hide 1, 2, and 3 from the American people and to lie about them to Congress. According to the court filing, this was done, quote, in order to, 1, minimize links between the Moscow Project and Donald Trump, and 2, give the false impression that the Moscow Project had ended before the Iowa caucus and the first presidential primaries in hopes of limiting the ongoing Russia investigations being conducted by Congress and the special counsel's office. So they're saying they hid that they were doing all these things. And then there's number five.
I know that Trump turned over running of his hotel empire or something to his kids. I don't know when that was done. Mm-hmm. But
because he was going to be president is the idea?
Yeah, I mean, would it be a problem if he had talked to Russia, you know, days before the Iowa caucus and then turned it all over and, you know, maybe advised his son-in-law or daughter or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, is Trump not allowed to build a hotel in Moscow? Is Trump, you know, would it have been okay if Trump was building a hotel in India? Or Trump was building a hotel in, you know, Hong Kong or something like that? Is it just because it's Russia, that particular plot of land, because the government there is particularly distasteful, and so therefore we should be, you know, shocked by this?
Clearly we are supposed to be shocked by this.
Number five, here's the fifth of the five alleged interlocking conspiracies. Enabling hard kompromat, K-O-M-P-R-O-M-A-T, which I suspect is a Russian word here, through Donald Trump's lies to the American people, of which the Russian Federation was aware, Donald Trump made the U.S. presidency a potential victim of blackmail, a.k.a. kompromat, at the hands of the Russian Federation, and in doing so, illegally compromised the legitimate interests of the American people.
All right.
So that's the claim here, is that Trump was building a hotel, or dealing with the Russian government to try to build a hotel in Moscow, that he hid that ostensibly from the American people during his presidential campaign.
I think they've clearly shown that that you know he definitely said that he was not dealing with Russians and that he is that he was not building a hotel and all that stuff.
Had it seems like had Trump actually been honest about that, then there wouldn't have been any blackmail potential, right? So that's what they're saying here. Because Trump lied, that gives the Russian government the ability to blackmail him and reveal his lies if necessary or prove that he was lying. Well, now it's been allegedly proven that he was lying anyway. And had he just simply said, yeah, we're building a hotel in Russia, so
I mean,
that would have solved the problem, right?
Obama said that he was going to get those guys out of Guantanamo and shut it down.
He never did.
That didn't happen. Is that a lie?
Well, it's a promise, right? Well, politicians make promises all the time.
So a promise that you don't keep is acceptable as far as a politician goes. That form of, you know, that form of lie is acceptable.
Yeah.
That form of dishonesty is acceptable. However, the form of dishonesty where you, you know, give some false picture about something that has happened or is happening, not acceptable. Okay.
Yeah. So then they have like this timeline showing all these allegations, and the question that Forbes asks here, is this the beginning of the end for Trump?
I don't know the answer to that, but the breathlessness that surrounds all of this seems overblown to me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there.
I mean, you know, that it's Democrats, you sound like the Republicans when they say the word Benghazi.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Yes. You know, people are afraid of marijuana legalization because of the drug driving. They're supposed to, like, have, like horrible driving with marijuana.
I've heard that, but best I can tell, it's just not true. You know, the studies have been done.
Yeah, legalizing marijuana doesn't make it more likely that people are going to be on the road while high. They're already doing that.
But, you know, but I live here in New Mexico. We have, like, one of the worst drivers and drunk drivers. So, I mean, what difference does it make? Because we're about to legalize marijuana here because we have the state, the senators, they're all going Democrat, so we're going to legalize marijuana. So what's the big hype about it? And also, you know,
well, it's just fear-mongering, Sarah. You know, people who don't like marijuana will try to bring up everything under the sun that they can think of to try to delegitimize any efforts to legalize cannabis because they're afraid of marijuana for some reason. They think it's bad. They don't want people to do it. And
a lot of times it's the medical marijuana industry and the alcohol industry that want to keep it illegal because they feel like they're going to lose out in profits.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like we got plenty of drunk drivers here. And then they should be more concerned about sober drivers that speed and red stop signs and things like that.
I think there's a legitimate concern about drunk drivers. I mean, that's certainly a concern. But I think you make a good point, Sarah, and that is that there are plenty of drunk drivers on the roads, even though it's illegal to drive while drunk. Plenty of people will speed, even though it's illegal to speed. And so the same thing will be true of cannabis.
And are they going to be able to differentiate, though, between, you know, THC marijuana and CBD from hemp in people who are only regularly consuming CBD?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure about the tests and how accurate they are or what, because we know that somebody will test positive for cannabis even if it's been a week or two since they've used it, so they're not under the influence of it anymore.
And CBD also is not even a hallucinogen in the first, or hallucinogen, not even, I mean, I don't want to say that it's not psychoactive, but I mean, it's not
going
to get you high.
Yeah.
You know, so
I've taken quite a bit of CBD at once joint pain, and I did not notice at all any sort of psycho reaction. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So, yeah, this is just fear-mongering on the part of these essentially prohibitionists that want to continue with prohibition, acting as though somehow the roads will be more dangerous if marijuana is legal, and there's just no evidence for it. Even you know, on top of that, the studies show that even those who are using cannabis are actually statistically about the same as far as their safety is concerned as people who are sober. And because most of them, if they are impaired in some way, will know they are and they'll compensate for that or not drive at all.
If the marijuana, anti-marijuana people cared about safety, they'd legalize marijuana in prisons because it would make it safer for prison guards. They don't care about safety.
That's true. There's more on the way. And this is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson, you've got a story about lab-grown meat and religious objections to eating certain types of meat. That's, I understand it. I have not read the piece, but it sounds very interesting. Causing a quandary, a bit of a difficult situation for some in certain religions. You'll tell us about that. Also, we'll take your calls and thoughts. If you want to share whatever's on your mind, you can do that. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Plus, Mark, you've got a story about a California politician who's been arrested for abusing their child.
Correct.
Spanking, was it?
That's correct.
And so we can get into that, too. Or you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. Join us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can hop into one of our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Now, if you got more to say on Trump, you're welcome to do that. That article, by the way, I didn't even go halfway through. It's a very exhaustive piece claiming that, you know, Donald Trump is the worst president ever and that this is such a big fraud. And I mean, there's definitely fraud involved, but what's new? He's a presidential person. I mean, what president hasn't been a liar? Johnson, you were sort of suggesting that earlier.
Yeah.
By quoting George H.W. Bush, among other presidents.
Obama, Clinton. I
didn't have sex with that woman, right? Wasn't that one of the lies?
Sexual relations.
Sexual relations. There you go.
Defined sexual
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are slimy people. And Donald Trump is just as much of a liar as any of the rest of them. Does that mean he should be removed from office? And would it matter if he were? As you pointed out, Mark, we're already more than halfway through his 4 years at this point. They're going to begin the process of the 2020 elections, what, next year? I mean, you're going to start hearing all about all the candidates.
I suspect you're going to start hearing it now.
Yeah.
I mean,
right after the holidays.
Yeah, I suspect. Yeah, I think people are holding off for the holidays,
yeah.
And then the smart monies and the people who begin campaigning early. So now we should be again seeing trotted out the rogues gallery.
Yep.
I don't say that nicely, and I'm not using it as an offhand term. Seriously, rogues, the kind of people that will stab you in the back alley in order to get what they want. The rogues gallery of candidates will be trotted out before us, and we're to choose from among them. Now, I don't know whether Trump will make it, will run for another. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, he already filed, right? Wasn't Trump the first candidate to file with the FEC for 2020? So he's already shown his intention to run again. And now he's just going to have some splaining to do. You know, he's going to have to somehow, likely he will have to address this. As to why, you know, he said one thing about the hotel in Moscow and then, denied any dealings in Russia. And then it turns out, well, actually he did have some dealings in Russia. Okay. You know, and if he can get through that, if he can get through the Republican primary, then maybe he can win election again. Because I think most people probably don't care that much.
No, I don't think they do. I think that the FBI cares deeply, though.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has been.
Why doesn't he fire this guy?
He can't.
Isn't he the top administrator? Isn't Trump in charge of the executive branch of government?
I think he wanted one of his underlings to do it, and they wouldn't do it. That's why he keeps firing them.
Oh, I see. I wonder why they're so cowardly. I wonder why they won't just do his bidding.
Why would they? They don't want to be the ones that they're next on the list of people who are going. I mean, it's a lot of people who have been arrested in this. The closer you get to Trump, the more likely you are to be arrested.
To get arrested?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess his longtime attorney got arrested and apparently turned against Trump.
Sure.
There was some news articles about that this week as well. Claims how sorry he is.
He's going to jail.
Yeah, prison, I think.
Well, yes. By prison. By jail, I mean prison.
Yeah. So there you go.
The very best prison.
It's probably not going to be a bad prison.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's probably not going to be a bad prison, that's for sure.
All right, so if there's more to say about that, please feel free to join us here. If you think he's going down, then explain why. If he does go down, it's not like that's going to change anything. Okay, right. So then Mike Pence gets in.
Well, it happens.
That's probably worse.
It happens in Illinois all the time. I mean,
where the governors go to jail.
Right. I think at one time they had three governors in prison.
They have a special wing, a gubernatorial wing in the prison.
And they all do crack together.
What do I care?
Right? I mean, isn't that what half of them have gone down for?
I don't know. In Illinois?
Yeah.
They were smoking
like
crack?
Chicago mayor. Like, yeah, there's some
D.C. mayor got busted with crack.
Yeah.
And the Toronto mayor.
Yeah, the Toronto mayor was
he got videoed.
Yeah, quite a prize.
He ended up dying, by the way, that guy.
Yeah, I believe his brother's in politics, though.
Yes,
the family's still going.
That's correct, yeah. All right. So that's the story there. Let's get into the lab-grown meat, Johnson.
Sure.
Where is it coming from? What's
Wall
the story?
Wall Street Journal. The title here is The Emergence of Lab-Grown Meat Poses New Questions for Religious Leaders.
Before you go on, Googling Illinois governor. You don't have to get all the way through the word. The fourth option is Illinois governors in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even, like, this is happening a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what about this?
Lab-grown meat prompts rabbis to consider the impossible. Kosher bacon.
Hmm.
Yep.
They have those kosher hot dogs now, right? I mean, so. You know.
Well, those are made with, like, turkey or something,
beef,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or beef.
Lab-grown meat is raising new questions for religious leaders, including Rabbi Yuval Cherlo, who is considering whether meat grown from animal cells in a petri dish will fit into the kosher tradition. Lab-grown.
I don't see how it couldn't. I understand it's still
coming from a pig, right? I mean, even though
if they're the cells, they're coming from pig cells.
It's go on.
Yeah. Lab-grown meat is becoming closer to a reality. Several startups are already developing cell-cultured meat, meat based on animals grown in a petri dish. Although no product is yet commercially available, companies have produced prototypes for chicken nuggets, burgers, and most recently, steak, that resemble conventional meat on the cellular level. But this new technology poses new questions for people who typically avoid meat for religious or ethical reasons. Lab-grown meat has sparked a debate among rabbis in Israel about whether cell-cultured is the same as conventional meat and should fall under the same guidelines for keeping kosher.
There's huge differences, obviously, right? Because you didn't have to slaughter anything. It didn't actually come from
something with a cloven hoof,
a living thing. So this is the prohibition, right? The Muslims, the Jews, and is it certain Christians who follow that?
I can't speak to the Muslims. I think they're just prohibited from eating pig, which...
What about the shellfish thing? Wasn't that one of them?
Shellfish is Jews.
Okay. But they all came from the Abrahamic tradition, so is it the Muslims are okay with shellfish, even though it was prohibited by God at some point?
Well, for one, it depends on which Muslim we're talking about, because some of them say halal and others just don't eat certain things.
Well, there's a disagreement about it, and there's a conversation. Also, definitely, there are new questions about lab meat.
Is this your rabbi impression?
Rabbi Yuval Cherlo, an expert on kosher traditions and bioethics.
We're going to get into it further here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you are one of these religious folks who follows these traditions, and you've got an opinion. You're welcome to weigh in, share that with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
All sides seem to be talking regarding a funding bill that would fund the government and stop a partial government shutdown, although Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's one thing people seem to forget when we have all this talk about shutdowns.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down, because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential. We keep paying them.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to FBI agents about contact he had with top Russian officials. Now, that was delayed for 90 days. Meanwhile, stocks were in positive territory today, with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, one of the things that has always been confusing about a lot of the world religions is the arbitrariness, it seems, of, you can't eat that, but you can eat that. You can eat that beast over there, but you can't eat that beast over there, because cloven hoofs, you said, Mark, apparently is one of the...
Cloven hoofs that don't chew their cud.
Cud is what?
It's ruminants have more than one stomach. They have to, they sort of... bring back up the grass that they've eaten, and they chew it again. It's part of the digestion process.
So it's okay to eat the thing that does chew its own food?
And has a cloven hoof.
It's okay to eat those?
Yes.
It's not okay to eat a thing that doesn't chew?
That has a cloven hoof and does not chew.
I see.
I.e. a pig.
Right. Because God said so, ostensibly, according to whatever religious
once you have the main line to God... Mm-hmm. You can then hand down any prescriptions you want.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with, like, a swine flu or something back in, the time when people were, barely out of caves and, making up this rule, somebody who had
then why
some
can't
sort
they...
of medicinal knowledge and sort of made this rule to say that it came from God in order to inspire people to, like, hey, don't eat this because you're going to get a disease. And they couldn't just tell people that because they were too stupid, so they made it come from God. And
You're presuming this makes sense. Why do they not allow you to mix fabrics? Why can't Jews mix fabrics?
Who knows? Maybe they were getting some kind of a rash.
Sounds.
I didn't know they couldn't. So you have to have the same exact fabric on at all times?
Yeah, you can't wear cottons and polyesters together. Yeah.
So, like, a mixed fabric shirt would be a no-no, then? Anything with a mix of cotton,
understanding,
and nylon,
in fact, you will burn in hellfire for eternity.
Wow. I learn something new every night.
Basically, if you're a modern Christian and you, you know, were to read the old-school Bible, just you're dead. You know, like, it's over for you.
Well, the Christians can always ask for forgiveness, right?
Well, the
Catholics can.
And Acts, you know, supposedly there was a miracle that made it so the Christians can, you know, the goy that get involved in this new Abrahamic religion, that they didn't have to follow the old rules. Huh. They were a bunch of dumb rules. There's still a bunch of dumb rules 2,000 years later.
Yeah. And we're talking about apparently rabbis are arguing over whether or not cell-grown or lab-grown meat, which is essentially, you know, not slaughtered from an animal. It's grown in a lab. They've given evidence of apparently steak has been reproduced now. Chicken nuggets, I think, were reproduced. You pointed out that the Wall Street Journal says that there's no commercial product available yet.
Yeah, it's stupidly expensive still.
But they're working on it.
But the vegans, I think, have the worst argument here. You know, their whole thing is ethical. Basically, it's bad to eat meat. However, because it's taken from, because animals are tortured or whatever in the process. Well, once they aren't, then is it okay?
Mm.
And the best I've heard out of vegans at this point is, it's just, it's not healthy to eat meat. You shouldn't eat meat. And plus, who would take lab-grown meat and eat it? Who would do that?
I would.
The kind of person who would go to the store and eat meat made from vegetables.
Well, now, look, I'm not an expert on these things, but if you're growing your meat in a lab, wouldn't you then therefore be able to cut down the amount of, like, fatty pieces in there? You know, like, that's the annoying part about meat, right? You got to cut. I mean, unless you eat every bit of fat that's on your piece of meat, I tend to not like chewing on fat, so I will cut away the meat from the fat. Wouldn't they be able to just, like, exclude the fat parts from being grown? Sure. Wouldn't this be essentially a perfect, you know, filet mignon style steak? If you were to get a lab-grown steak, wouldn't it be like the best cut of steak you've ever had, in theory?
Well, presuming you like filet.
Okay. It's purportedly the best cut of
some people are really steak, into that crystal. You know, they like the fat content and the marbling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people that are into the marbling. I'm with you. I'm not. I'm a filet guy myself.
Yeah. Chuck eyes. It's the way to go.
You're saying that's the best type of meat? So, but I mean, imagine they'll be able to do it all. You know, I'm just guessing here, right? Yeah. Like, if you're starting it from zero or whatever cellular level you're starting it at, and you want to grow some fat and grow some fat. Otherwise, grow a, you know, nice piece of meat without any fat. You've got this story here, Johnson, relatively short piece from the Wall Street Journal, but it included a video. And so we're going to play that because they actually interview this rabbi.
How horribly I botched the accent.
All right, here we go. We got the video here from the Wall Street Journal on lab-grown meat.
Meats that are made in a laboratory that don't come from animals but are meat. That's something new under the sun.
All of us agree it's very important. I mean, the price of the current meat industry is too high.
The price.
It seems pretty affordable to me when you go to the grocery store. It doesn't seem like meat's particularly expensive. I mean, there's the expensive cuts of it, but if you want to get beef or
like
chicken.
It ranges from like $2 to $8 a pound, roughly. Like, if you're going for an expensive steak, you're going up to the $8. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's
pork?
A lot higher, you know, like Wagyu beef or something like that. You know,
but pork? Yeah. Chicken?
Yeah.
Ground beef? These things don't cost a lot of money.
Right, you can get pork for as little as 79 cents a pound if you look for. You're going to need to keep a freezer so that you can buy it at certain times of year and keep it or whatever. But yeah, it can be done.
I mean, depends on your perspective. If you're trying to eliminate world hunger, you know, then you could start talking about bringing down those prices considerably.
Well, I mean, I expect lab-grown meat is going to bring down prices. You're saying it's expensive now, but that's because it's being developed, right? So over time,
let's not forget the cost of removing livestock from the environment. What they found is that livestock trampling on crop areas is what retains ground cover in prevents droughts, prevents the things from turning arid and all that other stuff.
Well, there's also a lot of the other thing that's interesting is that the whole reason why a lot of these animals even exist in the first place is because we farmed them.
Sure.
If we lose the reason to do that, you know, like, how soon will cows go extinct? You know,
that's
like,
a great point. I mean, I imagine lab-grown milk would be a thing, too, if you can grow the meat. Shouldn't you be able to grow the milk? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so I'm just asking. I'm just asking. By the way, Gene the Christian Anarchist asks an interesting question in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. He says, how about lab-grown human meat? Does that make you a cannibal if you eat it?
Well, I hadn't considered that.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it make you a cannibal if you eat lab-grown human meat?
It's a bad idea, probably because diseases can pass more easily through there. The answer to the question, no.
Diseases can pass more easily human meat to human.
Right. So what happens if the lab somehow gets infected, right?
Uh-huh.
You've got the, 1912 yellow fever epidemic somehow gets mixed in with the lab-grown human meat that you're talking about here. And then gets sent out to stores. Whammo bammo. Everybody's dead.
So, okay. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about communicable diseases. Are you saying that you would catch a disease from cooked meat?
You can handle raw meat, but I would presume you could too. I think that Crutchfield-Jacobs disease came through
mad cow disease.
Yeah, came through cooked meat.
No kidding, huh? Mm-hmm. How about that? All right, so I would say no, you would not be a cannibal in that that particular case. But
according to the dictionary definition, there are two definitions:
a person
who eats the flesh of other human beings. In which case, I think it would fail that definition because it would not be a human being. However, there is a second definition: an animal that feeds on flesh of its own species.
It fits that one, huh?
It fits that one for sure, doesn't it?
So let's continue here. This is with the rabbi.
Price, I'm not talking only about money. I'm not talking about only the finance. It's the sources of water it demands, the fact that the pollution from the industry. So it's a great thing to find ways to feed the world. It's new. And our tradition, the Jewish tradition, is the main define of it is disagreements and conversations. Well, they always say when there are two Jews, there are three opinions. Now, there is a conversation about two things. One is, what will be the define of this cell that was expended or was developed in the lab? Some rabbi says it's still meat because the first cell was meat, so therefore it's duplicated, but it's...
Meaning from an animal.
Right.
I mean, obviously it's meat. More coming up here with the rabbis arguing over what to do about lab-grown meat. Is this going to be a new religious schism? Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Free number here. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. Things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event at freeescapebook.com. The escape bag blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, these items come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free escape book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your copy at freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
All right, so we're talking about different religions, specifically in this case the Jewish religion, but they're not the only ones that would be affected by this. It's just who they happen to go and interview. The Wall Street Journal looking at the newfound concept of lab-grown meat.
Yes, I believe that there are several foods that are not halal. That's
Muslim, yeah.
Yep.
Correct. And so this lab-grown meat is going to be challenging people in these religions to come up with an answer. And it sounds like, as is typical with religions, they don't agree within the religion. Rabbis in the Jewish religion are arguing.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
About whether or not it's okay to consume lab-grown meat of, what are they not allowed to eat, pork?
Yeah.
Is that a Jewish thing?
Right.
So both Jewish and Muslim people cannot eat pork. That's a similarity between the
yes,
two?
Yes, but it's not for the same reasons.
Really?
Jewish okay. people can't eat it because it has a cloven hoof and does not chew its cud. Muslims can't eat it because they can't eat the flesh of a pig.
Because it's unclean.
I'm not sure about unclean. I'm not sure they use that term. Jews definitely use that term.
So we're going to continue here. This is the interview with Rabbi Yuval Cherlo. over at the Wall Street Journal. We'll do that here in moments. But first, we go to Brad. He's calling us from Florida, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead. We have Brad in Florida.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm not Brad. I'm Rev, but that's okay.
Sorry, Rev.
That's fine. Yeah, the just the whole meat-eating thing is what this kind of reminded me of. And just wanted to say, like, it's very subjective, you know, all the moral arguments and the intricacies about eating meat versus not. But real quick, like, my stance on it is that I really don't care. Like, I don't feel any kind of moral, I guess, obligation to not eat animals. I think it's best to not torture them for fun or anything like that, you know, but to eat them as far as like a practical application, because, and one thing is that just because we're more intelligent and we're higher level animals than them, that doesn't make the lower animals, even if they can feel empathy to some extent, that doesn't make them any less of a-holes, like when they kill each other. Like cats even, you know, will torture mice and birds for fun sometimes and kill them even when they're not hungry. So it's like, why should we feel morally obligated to that, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, I guess I agree with you that to torture a thing is pretty sick, right? That's pretty crazy. But I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with just as much of a humane killing as possible. Because didn't the, you know, haven't some studies found that plants have some kind of feeling as well, like that, you know?
I would have to go back and look, but I know, and I found the YouTube video at one point. I know that I saw some kind of study back on PBS, you know, many, many years ago, that basically they killed a fly in one room and saw the reaction of the plant in another room. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some kind of thing surrounding that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's some kind of response. I'd have to look it up, too. It's obviously not the same as pain or anything like that, but they have some kind of sensory response. But I just see that as another way to virtue signal. I mean, we're all guilty of virtue signaling a little bit since we all have some kind of values, I suppose. But I remember PETA and stuff like that when I was little in the 90s, and I know these groups are still around, but some of these a-holes, and again, without cursing, you know, made it like, oh, your life is worth just as much as that rabbit's. And for anybody saying that, I'd like to, you know, toss their kids into a meat grinder and be like, there you go. It's no different than a rabbit, you know.
Well, they wouldn't throw the rabbit in the meat grinder, so
right.
You know, that's what they're...
Well, yeah. No, I know. You know what I'm saying. It's just another punching left.
Yeah, it's silly.
Thank you,
Rev, good call. Thanks for the call. Thanks for making it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Could you have kosher pork if it were lab-grown? The rabbi here is pointing out that he's kind of arguing from the other side. He's the only interviewee here, so he's kind of trying to make the points that the people who are on the other side are making, saying that, well, if you're starting from the cell of an animal, it's still part of an animal, and so therefore whatever you grow from that cell is still originated from that animal that they're not allowed to eat, so therefore it's not acceptable, would be what one side
says.
Right,
he says some rabbis feel that way.
Right, so let's continue with the interview here from the Wall Street Journal.
Meat, and some rabbis will say, and I feel the same, I think the same, that once it's so far from the original cell, so therefore it's not meat anymore. It's a artificial something. Now, you can call it whatever you want, but it's not meat. Now, that has consequences on the question, first of all, can you eat it with milk? And this is the easy question. The more complicated question is, can you produce it from pork?
So, lab-grown meat, could you have a cheesesteak?
Depends who you ask. As I said,
I'm asking you.
My opinion.
So hold on before
absolutely.
We go on. Now, what he's asking here is can you mix dairy with lab-grown meat?
Oh, do they have a prohibition on dairy?
Mixing dairy and meat. So a cheeseburger is unacceptable. Or hamburger and with a glass of milk. You need to wait 2 hours between dairy and meat. So I just want
to
make sure.
For the digestion to.
Right.
Okay.
Or whatever. I just want to make sure that we're clear on why he's saying that. So a Philly cheesesteak is beef. But it has cheese on it. So they can have beef, they can't have cheese. They can have some kind of fake cheese.
Right,
but
now he's saying it's not meat, and I've got to disagree. I mean, it's meat, right?
Yeah.
They're growing meat in a lab. It's still meat. It's just not meat they slaughtered from an animal. That's the difference.
Well, the one might define meat as the
that
flesh
was slaughtered from
of a living animal. And okay. If it is not that,
so
then
it's artificial
it is
meat.
Not that.
You could say it's artificial meat, then.
I think that anything that gets these stupid Bronze Age religions with, you know, to stop worrying about the kind of food that, like, go ahead and let's talk about some real problems. How about getting your people to stop using violence against each other? Let's talk about that. Stop worrying about the gay folks. Stop worrying about the food people eat. Get off your high horses. You've got a dumb old religion anyway. I don't care whether it's Muslims, Jews, Christians, Zoroastrianism, which, by the way, is interesting to me, and, you know, any of it. It's so garbage.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely,
yes. Yeah, it's not meat anymore. It's so far from the original source. So therefore, I don't consider it as meat whatsoever. I assume that most of the rabbis will prefer a more moderate opinion and will say, you know what, maybe you are right, but it's better to say, let's not take the risk.
What I will say for Judaism is that, you know, the rabbis disagree and they allow their parishioners to disagree. Hmm. You could conceivably walk into a synagogue and say, I just don't agree with those rules. You should back up your argument as to why, but you don't have to just, you know, you don't have to just say, okay, that's the way it is. In many churches I've been in, if you disagree with the preacher, it's a real problem.
Hey, don't eat it with cheese, but you can eat it as a kosher production.
So, pork, that's a different issue. Lab-grown pork chop, you wouldn't touch it?
Personally, I think that we should eat it. I think we are permitted to eat it. My opinion, it lost its original identity.
When we're talking about taking cells from animals, growing them in a bioreactor, in a laboratory,
mm-hmm.
Do you think God would have any problem with us doing that?
No. I'm sure that from the first chapter in the Bible, where God said that we are created in God's image, actually this is our responsibility, and I will say even to the other side, we must do that.
Hmm.
We must do that in order to keep this world. We must do that in order to feed the expanding numbers of human beings in the world, to reduce pollution, and to do all the good things. It's part of our responsibility. I don't have any doubts that the world should be must do it, and not only permitted to do that.
Well, all right. Interesting.
There you go.
There you go, indeed. Just the beginning of what is going to be a conversation that will likely continue within people's religion, between people that will likely divide people.
For hundreds of years.
I mean, what if you take pork and you create you mix it with some other DNA to create a new type of animal?
That's another good question. More coming up here.
On that cusp of that, too, and then they grow the cells from that.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. You can...
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.